At the present time, we have been, we've been joined by a number of distinguished individuals, alumni of the club, former members of the Marine Resources Commission. And we're here today for a very special presentation. As you know, Mr. McCluskey, after serving the maximum time allowable on the commission recently, earned a much-deserved break. He is present in the audience today with his lovely wife, Cheryl. Also, Mr. Garrison, former distinguished member of the commission, is here as well. And last but not least, the former Commissioner of Marine Resources, the Honorable Bill Pruitt, is present with us today. And I've asked Bill to come up, if he would, and make a few comments and make a special presentation for us at this juncture, and Mr. McCluskey as well.
Well, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, it's an honor to be here with you today, especially on this occasion. I will, Wayne, if you will indulge me a minute, I want to congratulate the governor on reappointing Mr. Schick and appointing Bill Lane. Mr. Lane, have two good decisions. Commissioner, it has been a privilege to work with this man, Wayne McCluskey, for 6 years in my case, and then you chaired it for 2 years, and I think Wayne served an extra 3 months, which is pretty good. That's a long time, but as you sit back there in that audience, Wayne and I were just whispering, can we believe we sat up there that long?
Yeah.
But I don't think I have to say this. I know I'm going to present this on your behalf, and I appreciate the honor of doing that.
Pleasure, sir.
But Mr. McCluskey has—it's not easy serving on a citizen board. You don't get many pats on the back, but the system was designed for just what it says—a citizen board—and it has worked very well over the years, and it's still working. And this gentleman is the epitome of a citizen board member, a very caring person, and believes in that helping others is better than helping oneself. It was a pleasure working with you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Now, the Marine Resources Commission, to F. Wayne McCluskey, be it known that on behalf of the members and friends of the commission, in recognition of your service to the commission and your concern for your fellow man, which led to give dedicated and diligent service as an associate member to the end that the marine resources of the Commonwealth should be managed with wisdom, harvested in harmony, and enjoyed in abundance by future generations. And this is signed, this is a certificate of distinguished service, signed by Stephen G. Bowman, Commissioner.
Well, thank you, sir.
Congratulations.
That means that you ought to run for president.
He's good at it, isn't he? Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I have a few notes here.
Please do.
It won't be right after lunch, I think we'll get at it. But, Mr. Bowman and associate members, Jack Travelstad, Bob Grabb, and his staff, and all the staff, I think I can name them all. Thank you for everything you support. It has been my pleasure to serve with you this commission for the last 8 years and 3 months. He couldn't find another place that anybody wanted a job.
I don't think that's the case.
Finally got a good man. I'd like to extend my appreciation to all of you on this commission for the all of you for the public service, the work that this commission does is critical to both the present and future generations of Virginia. I know you will continue to work to protect the aquatic resources of the Commonwealth. I'm confident the commission will continue to work to protect the rights of those men and women who make their living on the waters. I'm pleased to learn recently that Virginia and Maryland are eligible for $20 million. And I added federal crab disaster relief. Understand that two states now need to submit a plan outlining how the funds will be used. It is my hope that you will influence this process to ensure that the watermen of Virginia who make their living crabbing are beneficiaries of this funding. They have been the most ones neglected and impacted by the restrictions on commercial crabbing. I am grateful to Governor Gilmore and Republican for appointing me to this commission, and to Governor Warner, a Democrat, for my reappointment. That demonstrates my nonpartisan support for this commission. My comments to protect the personal property rights of Virginia, while at the same time protecting the aquatic resources of Virginia. In closing, let me say to the commissioners that while not every one of our votes have been unanimous, and while some may have disagreements, our relations have always been admirable and approach has always been constructive. By working together, you can assure Virginia watermen and the aquatic resources of the quiet future. Good luck to all of you. God bless this Commonwealth. And thank you.
Thank you so very much, sir.
I have one other remark. Two things I won't miss. Sitting where Ernie is now, I told him I have one on my bald head.
We got that fixed a couple months ago.
And I got the set off one time today, the first time in 8 years and 3 months. Didn't have to walk across the parking lot.
We got that straight, too.
And 100 trips through the tube.
There you go. Thank you so very much, Wayne. God bless. We will now recess for lunch and resume around 12:15. Thank you very much.